Greg, the moment has arrived.
I can't believe
it. We've been waiting all week for this.
I have.
We know a world, a magic world. Come with us and see. Anything can happen in this special world. It can happen to you or me. It's where the Wiggles live. Why don't you come along and meet their friends as well? There's music and dancing, magic and games, and lots of great stories to tell.
It's a Wiggles world this morning here on WEOL. We are happy to have on the line with us Anthony, who's the, you know, because he's the blue Wiggle, and also Emma. She's the first female Wiggle. She's the one in yellow.
Hello.
Good morning, Wiggles. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Great. Well, I had to borrow this from my daughter's long since put away CD collection that she has. She's in college now, but there was a point where we were enjoying that. And I guess, Anthony, this sort of shows the generations that really, that are fans of the Wiggles.
You know, it's been 30 years now, and there's people who grew up, little kids who grew up with us and now have got children of their own coming to the shows or enjoying the CDs or, you know, watching us on YouTube and or on the TV. It's fantastic.
There isn't a time sometime here during our workplace if someone brings out a banana, somebody might start singing the fruit salad yummy yummy song. I'll just give you that. It's in the ethernet. I'll tell
you. You ready for a bite?
Fruit salad, yummy yummy. Fruit salad, yummy yummy. Yummy 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 fruit salad.
Well, they might ask for a hot potato.
Yes, I also love to dance with Dorothy. Dorothy, one of my favorites, part of the Wiggles, too.
Oh, we love Dorothy.
Dorothy, Dorothy, would you like to dance with me?
Wow, you guys are getting in tune ready because you've got a big tour coming up, right?
We are. We're tuning up the old voices, tuning up the bagpipes, tuning up the guitar, the banjo, and we're getting ready with all the hot potatoes we can fit into the big red car. We're starting off in... Where are
Seattle.
And we end in Boston.
28 cities in between.
28 cities. Wow.
You'll make a stop in Cleveland at Playhouse Square on Tuesday, August 27th as well. So you're working your way across the country. Yeah. So, Anthony, what advice do you give Emma having to go out on a big tour?
Advice. When you go to Cleveland, everybody thinks Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. But go to the Polka Hall of Fame, which is in Cleveland.
Lovely.
What's it like for you folks up on stage looking out at the audience and seeing all ages?
Oh, it's just wonderful. We see so many different families and the children, they're jumping along and dancing and singing along to the music. And I mean, children are all really different. They react in different ways, but the parents are watching their children and that's how they see the show, through the experience of their children.
Anthony, you've been there from the beginning. Emma, you kind of joined along. What, Emma, brought you into the Wiggle world? How did that occur for you?
I started on a show that was separate in Australia called the Dorothy the Dinosaur Show, which was really just about Dorothy. And I was her fairy friend, Fairy Larissa. And then since then, I joined the Wiggle show as a wiggly dancer. And then about 2 years after I started, Anthony asked me to be the Yellow Wiggle. It was pretty quick. It was like a whirlwind trip.
When you go on tour, how many yellow tops do you bring and the blue tops? I'm trying to figure out. I mean, you don't mix up your wardrobe too much, but how does that work for all of you?
Yeah, right, mate. If we're doing four shows a day or three shows, or two, you'll always have a different top. So, you know, we get to the laundry every day. So you probably bring 5-6 of the shirts on tour.
I've only got four.
I've got to see.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I sweat a lot more than
ever. No, maybe it's the older you get. The more tops you have.
And you realize there shouldn't be a white Wiggle because you couldn't do the laundry whites and colors together. That would take too long to get it all done.
You know what? You are a modern age man because I
can't wash my top with the boys' top.
I've learned that.
When you're getting ready for a tour like this, a lot of times there's new music out there or things that you've put together, things that are new. There's obviously the standards, the people that come to see. But what new things can we expect?
Well, we've got the new Party Time CD at the moment, so it's all about a wiggly party. We've got lots of new songs, a new version of Hokey Pokey.
And we've also, on stage, we've got this massive giraffe coming on stage. It's an inflatable giraffe. It's about 30 feet tall, and we sing this great new song called The Giraffe. And that giraffe goes into the audience. Of course, it's not scary, it's inflatable, but the children love it. So exciting to see this giraffe come to life in front of their eyes.
Talking with this morning with the Wiggles, we have Anthony and also Emma joining us. I was looking at some of the social media, and the way, Anthony, that you connect now with your fans, I mean, in the past it might have been a letter or somebody else. Now you get to see little videos of toddlers dancing to your music and kind of enjoying it. The audience, you get to see them in advance in some of those posts that people bring to you.
That is so different, isn't it? You're right. You used to get, like, when we started, it was letters. And children would send in a little picture they've done or a colouring in. Now you get to see them reacting and dancing to the music that you've created, that we've all created for them. And it is so fantastic to see. And mums and dads are very happy to send in their children enjoying wiggling.
Talk about the other two that join you on stage, Lockie and
Simon.
Well,
we've got Lockie. And Lockie's a young fella from Western Australia in Australia. He's from the outback. And we've got also Simon, who was our Phantom of the Opera in Australia. So he's got an operatic background. He's the Red Wiggle. And Simon is absolutely wonderful. He also operates on stage a digital light machine that reacts with his voice. So it's a great, when he starts singing opera and he operates this light, it's hard to explain it, but it's fantastic.
And when does the tour begin for you guys again?
In Seattle.
So you're ready to go. You've done enough rehearsing time. You practice. You're going to get plenty of rest, and then be able to come out and do the shows. Do people who come to see you get to meet you at any time, or is there any kind of interaction outside of the show?
The whole show is interactive, and we go out into the audience at various times during the show, accompanying the giraffe or accompanying Dorothy the dinosaur, and children get to high five. All the Wiggles at various times, and we collect roses, dog bones, and bows. Like, dog bones are for Wags, the dog, the bows are for Emma, and lots of flowers. It's just such an interactive and fun time. We also encourage the children to get up and dance. Some shows, the ushers are saying sit down, we're saying get up and have a good time.
Does the fact now that there's a female Wiggle add a different complexity or interest to the show, or allow girls now to see themselves in a sense?
I really think it's been one of the best things that's happened to the Wiggles, Emma joining, because we honestly, if you look into the audience, 80% of the audience is dressed like Emma, wearing yellow, a yellow bow in the hair, these little girls and some boys too, lots of boys dress up too, and I think they really love having a female role model amongst the three boys who are also, hopefully providing good role models for the boys and girls out there too.
So, Anthony, you get a little sad when you look out and say, where's the blue? Where are the blue guys? Where are all the blue, huh?
No, I'm happy, mate. I'm happy. If there's one or two boys out there or girls dressed in blue, I'm happy. That's good enough for me.
Well, it's always fun to talk with the Wiggles, and again, they're coming to the Playhouse Square. They've got a date set on August 27th, so just about a month away. Can you leave us with a final song this morning?
Requests or just anything?
Whatever you'd like. I'm willing
to. Let's do Apples and Bananas.
Oh, yes, that's a favorite.
I like to eat apples and bananas. I like to eat apples and bananas.
One more time with that.
I like to eat apples and bananas. I like to eat.
What do we like to eat when we're in Cleveland?
Apples and bananas. Anthony, Emma, thank you for the time this morning. We appreciate it. Can't start our day better.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks.